5. A Separation of Powers. The U.S. Constitution was written in 1787. The states finally worked out their differences and ratified the Constitution in 1788. James Madison, the author of the Constitution, wanted a strong government with three branches. These three branches balance each other's power. The executive branch is the office of the president. It also includes his or her cabinet. This branch enforces federal laws. It appoints federal officials. It deals with foreign countries. The president is commander of the armed forces. The judicial branch includes the Supreme Court. It also includes the lower federal courts. It decides cases of law. The legislative branch makes laws. It also amends and repeals laws and collects taxes. One part of this branch is the Senate. It has 100 members. Each state has 2 senators. The other part is the House of Representatives. It has 435 members. Each state sends a number of representatives based on its population. How many representatives would there be? Madison said the number should reflect how many people live in a state. New Jersey had few people. These people did not agree. They said each state should have the same number of representatives. The people of Connecticut wanted a compromise. They said the lawmaking branch should have 2 parts. In one part, each state would have the same number of members. In the other part, the number of members from a state would vary. Large states would have more members. Small states would have fewer.